Welcome to Down in the Zone, the newest, freshest sports podcast out there. My name is Zach. I will be your host today. My friends Alex, Seth, and Smitty are not able to join today, but we wanted to get you an NFL draft podcast out there before the draft, which is tomorrow. So yeah, let's get right into it. Welcome to Down in the Zone. All right, no time to delay. Let's get into the mock draft. I'm a Browns fan. For those of you who obviously don't know that, most of you wouldn't. Hardcore Browns fan, grew up in Cleveland. Now, hardcore Browns fan also means hardcore crier because there's really no happy moments in the Browns franchise history, but, you know, maybe this draft will be one. Alex is a Packers fan, and Smitty is a Colts fan. Seth, I do not know where his loyalties lie with. We'll find that out later. But yeah, let's get into this mock draft. I don't believe I have any trades going on in this mock draft. Not because I don't see any happening, but because I just couldn't think of a trade that was happening that I think both teams would actually go through on, especially like the Bills, the Cardinals, and there's another team, maybe not. The Bills and the Cardinals and even the Patriots all were thought to trade up, and I don't know what team they'd trade with, and like all three of them could trade with the Colts, but which one would the Colts actually trade with? I don't know. I don't want to get into that, so we're just doing this with the standard draft order that we have currently. So starting off, number one overall, I have the Browns picking Sam Darnold, quarterback out of USC. No one knows, seemingly, other than John Dorsey, who the Browns are taking at number one, if he even knows at this moment. I like Sam Darnold, but he's not my favorite. I don't even know if I have a favorite. I love Josh Allen's hand size, especially in the AFC North, the cold weather. Love his arm strength. That's something you can't train. Accuracy, you can. But I get that it's a huge risk, especially after seeing what DeShone Kizer did. But granted, Kizer didn't get to sit. He just played right away, and that's not good for him. Darnold's hand size is small, especially you see those fumbles as a result of that. He's kind of got a swagger, though, and a passion. He played at USC, and I think Dorsey likes that. But again, I really don't know who Dorsey's going to pick. There's talk of Mayfield. Rosen's pretty much off the table, even though I think he's the best pure passer. Lamar Jackson, I hope, is off the table, but I'm just going with what I really think is going to happen. It's great that we are less than 48 hours away from the draft, and we still don't know who's going where. Most drafts, that doesn't happen, but this is honestly amazing. Number two, I have the Giants taking Saquon Barkley, the running back out of Penn State. We all know Saquon's name. I don't agree with the Giants taking Saquon, though, not because I don't think Saquon is a great player, but because I think the Giants are not a team that can afford to be doing that. They have a lot of holes. Eli Manning is like an ancient quarterback. You know, you got all your picks of the quarterbacks except for one. I think you should take your future quarterback or trade down, get some more picks, fill those holes. You sign Jonathan Stewart, who can plug the gap for a year or two. I don't think running back is your biggest need right now. I know they haven't had a good running back in a long time. But that honestly has never been their weak spot. Like they've been fine without a strong run game. And number three, having the Jets taking Baker Mayfield, the quarterback out of Oklahoma. He's accurate. He's short. He's a boomer bust prospect, and he has character issues. Sounds like a great fit for the Jets. But in all honesty, I think Mayfield could be successful. I have my doubts. Again, he's short. I do have questions about his character. And he played in the Big 12, which is always a concern. There's a lot of quarterbacks that come out of the Big 12 and just don't succeed. There's a few rare exceptions. Sam Bradford has been mildly successful in the NFL. But there's guys like Colt McCoy, Brandon Whedon, Bryce Petty, guys like that who just came out of the Big 12 and never amounted to anything. So hopefully Mayfield can work out and the Jets fan base can finally get quarterback to root for. And number four, I think the Browns could trade down But I have them taking Bradley Chubb, the edge rusher out of North Carolina State. I love Chubb. I think he's just as good as Myles Garrett. And I let's be honest, every great team, every Super Bowl winning team has a great pass rush. The Eagles had a great rotation. The Patriots, even though all their pass rushers are like free agent signings and late round picks, they still play really well. The Seahawks had a great defensive line when they were winning. I think the Browns know that. I think they'll jump on that opportunity. I think Chubb, Garrett, and then having Ogba and Nassib cycle in is going to be a great combination, especially when you have Ogunjobi returning as a DT and whoever else are going to fit in there. I really think this would be a great pick for Greg Williams' defense. Number five, I have the Broncos taking Denzel Ward. They shipped off Tlaib. I think with the shipment of Tlaib, you got to take another cornerback. Denzel Ward is the best corner in this draft. I honestly like him more than I liked Marshon Lattimore last year. So he should pan out. The Broncos have a good defensive scheme for him to work with. And they have Chris Harris and Bradley Roby to kind of mentor him. So I think that'll be a good pick for them. And number six, I have the Colts taking Quentin Nelson, the guard out of Notre Dame. Honestly, the best pure prospect in this draft, but he's an interior lineman. So he fell to six, which, you know, isn't that far, but farther than you'd think the best prospect would fall. The Colts need an offensive line, especially with Locke being so injury-prone. I could see them trading down, but I think they see the best available, and they realize their need for that, so they're going to go with Quentin Nelson. Number seven, I have Minkah Fitzpatrick, the safety-slash-corner, going to the Buccaneers. I think they really need secondary help. They could use an edge rusher, but little early to take, one of the top edge rushers, in my opinion. They could just trade down and do that. But Minkah Fitzpatrick is going to be great. When they got JPP, they really don't need to take an edge rusher right here. And they really just need to fortify that secondary. So I think this is a good pick for the Bucks. At number eight, I have the Chicago Bears taking Roquan Smith, the linebacker out of Georgia. He's definitely the best linebacker in this draft class. He's got great speed, great versatility. He can cover sideline to sideline faster than any other backer in this draft. And if you look at successful Bears teams in the past, they've all been built on good linebacking cores. Obviously, Urlacher, Ditka, you got Jarrell Freeman when he was in his prime. Danny Trevathan, Leonard Floyd, like they go for the linebackers. And I think they need to keep going with that if they want to be successful. At number nine, I have the 49ers taking Tremaine Edmonds, the outside linebacker from Virginia Tech. Reuben Foster is definitely going to go to prison. Maybe not, but I don't think he'll be on the team like come next season, or at least be playing that much. So they need a new linebacker. Tremaine Edmonds really helps with the pass rush, and he can drop back in coverage as well. I think this is a great pick for them. At number 10, I have the Oakland Raiders, or Las Vegas Raiders, taking Derwin James, a safety out of Florida State. Reggie Nelson is definitely riding a wheelchair at this point. Get the man some help. Bring in this powerful safety, this strong hitter. I think Derwin James is going to be a great fit in Gruden's defense. Number 11 and number 12, the Dolphins and the Bills. You've noticed Josh Rosen and Josh Allen are still on the board. So here they go. Josh Rosen to the Dolphins here at 11. They don't trust Tannehill. And they didn't get to trade up, but it worked out for them. Josh Rosen falling to 11. I think this works out great for Rosen. He gets to sit for at least a year or two. Granted, the Dolphins are kind of dysfunctional, and they never have a good roster. But we'll see. Maybe it'll work out for him. Number 12, I have the Bills taking Josh Allen, the strongest arm in the draft from Wyoming. I think this works out. I think this is the guy the Bills wanted outside of maybe Sam Darnold anyway. I'm sure they're ecstatic getting to keep their two firsts and still get Josh Allen. He'll get to sit behind McCarron for a year or two and then come in and hopefully be their franchise guy. Number 13, I have the Redskins taking Vita Vea, the defensive tackle from Washington. Different Washingtons, but he's still going to the Washington Redskins. I think they need to be able to stop the run. The defensive line is where it starts for the Redskins. Linebacker, they're good right now. The back end, they could use some help, but honestly, I think they just need to plug up the holes. Stop the run, especially in the NFC East. If Saquon goes to the Giants, the Eagles have a great running back tandem. Who's else? the Cowboys have Zeke Elliott, so they just need to stop up the run really badly. Number 14, I have the Packers taking Josh Jackson, the cornerback from Iowa. Denzel Ward is gone. They didn't get to trade up. And they have really no one else at corner. They shipped Demarius Randall. They signed Tremont Williams, but he's old, getting slow. Sam Shields obviously is gone. I don't know who they have at corner. I think Josh Jackson is long, and he'll be really helpful for them. At 15, I have the Cardinals taking Calvin Ridley, the receiver out of Alabama. They didn't trade up for a quarterback. They didn't want to give up that much, and Lamar Jackson is not the guy to go to the Cardinals. So I think they pick Calvin Ridley. Other than Larry Fitzgerald, they don't really have anyone. And even then, Fitzgerald's probably got one or two more seasons left. And if they don't make the playoffs, I think Fitzgerald retires this year. Ridley will get to learn from one of the greats and hopefully be the future receiver for the Cardinals. Number 16, I have the Ravens taking G.J. Moore, the receiver out of Maryland. Ridley's off. But Moore is the next best thing, maybe even better. I think the Ravens need more help for Flacco. The offensive line is getting stronger. The run game is improving. You got Kenneth Dixon, I think, could be good next year. Keeping Terrence West, keeping Alex Collins, I think they'll have a good three-headed attack there. I think they just need to add more receiving talent. At 17, I have the Chargers taking Rashad Evans, the inside backer from Alabama. I had them taking Isaiah Wynn at first because I thought they were just missing offensive line. But then I looked at their stats, and they gave up like 4.5 yards a carry when it comes to the run. And that starts in the linebacker core for them. Their defensive line is stacked. The linebacking core, not so much. I think they take Rashad Evans here. Great inside backer. I think it really fits their system. At 18, I have the Seahawks taking Mike McGlinchey, the tackle from Notre Dame. In all honesty, I think they'll take a defensive back, but if they are smart, because the Seahawks never prioritize. They always take people that or players that they should wait on taking. I mean, their offensive line is ridiculously trash. Mike McGlinchey is the best tackle in this draft. Hopefully they can get it right here and step up that offensive line game. At 19, I debated having the Cowboys trade back. But then I realized they really need a linebacker. Sean Lee can't stay healthy. Anthony Hitchens is gone. Is it Smith or Brown? I don't remember. Either way, there's question marks, right? He hasn't really played to what everyone thought he could play to. The Cowboys are still high on him, but it's been 2 years. I think you need to get another linebacker. So I think they're bringing in Leighton Vander Esch, I don't know how to pronounce that for sure, but the linebacker out of Boise State is who I have going here. To the Cowboys, number 20, the Lions, I have them taking Taven Bryan, the defensive tackle from Florida. I think a guy like Deron Payne or Maurice Hurst is the best tackle left here, defensive tackle. But the Lions are known to reach on scheme fit players. Bryan is one of those, very athletic, versatile, can play defensive end if needed. They took Gerard Davis last year, the linebacker, fit the scheme. I think they'll do that again this year. Matt Patricia really knows how to work players, and I think he'll take Taven Bryan here to prove that. At 21, I have the Bengals taking Isaiah Wynn, the offensive lineman from Georgia. He can play about any O-line position, and they need about help at every O-line position. Tackle, guard, center, he can play them all, and that'll work great for them. At 22, I have the Bills taking Jair Alexander, the cornerback from Louisville. I think Isaiah Oliver is the best corner left, but Alexander is a freak athlete. We don't know much about him. Didn't really play a lot of corner in his college career, but the dude is an athletic freak. I'd love to see him in Buffalo with Tre'Davious White. I think that'd be a great combo for years to come. At 23, I have the Patriots taking Marcus Davenport, the edge rusher from Texas, San Antonio. Bill Belichick loves his edge rushers. Davenport is a steal. If he had gone to a Power 5 conference, he'd be a top 10 pick, but he didn't, so he fell all the way to 23. I think this is a great pick for the Patriots, as much as I hate to say that. At 24, I have the Carolina Panthers taking Justin Reed, the safety from Stanford. I think Reed would have fallen a bit more, but I think they need a guy like Justin Reed here. They need a safety. Kurt Coleman is gone. I could see them taking receiver or even defensive line, but They need a safety here, and I think they do go with the safety. At 25, I have the Titans selecting Harold Landry, the edge rusher from Boston College. I think he's the best edge rusher left. Just like Davenport was for the Patriots, I think they take him. They need him here. And yeah, simple as that. At 26, I have the Falcons taking Daron Payne, the defensive tackle from Alabama. Poe is gone, so in comes the Payne. Yeah, Dontari Poe is gone out of Atlanta. Everyone thought it was a one-year thing, and it was. But Payne is similar to Poe. I think it'll be great to help their defensive line here. They have a really great young defense, and Payne really helps that out. At 27, this is honestly my favorite pick in the draft. I have Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints selecting Lamar Jackson, the quarterback from Louisville. I think Sean Payton's got to be drooling to get his hands on Jackson. What an athlete, an explosive player. I think Sean Payton can mold him into an NFL quarterback, but I think he's going to let him use his legs still. That's the best part of this, is Lamar Jackson can play like Lamar Jackson plays best. This is a pair made in heaven, and I really think this could happen. I think if Jackson's there, the Saints know they need Drew Brees' successor, and I think Lamar Jackson's the guy they want. At 28, I have the Steelers taking Sam Hubbard, the edge rusher from Ohio State. I think Hubbard is not quite a first-round talent, but he is the best available edge rusher. Supply and demand is a thing in the NFL draft, and I think the Steelers know that, and they're going to take Sam Hubbard to go right into that edge rotation. Here come the kind of boring picks of the draft, but the necessary ones. At 29, I have the Jaguars taking Will Hernandez, the guard from UTEP. What a freak. He is a mauler, absolute animal on the offensive line. I think he is the second best offensive lineman in this draft behind Nelson, but again, didn't play at a Power 5 school, so he's really just not getting the credit he deserves, in my opinion, falling all the way to 29. But this the reasoning is, like, you want Fournette to be the MVP. So get the offensive line fortified. Protect Bortles. He's bad. Well, not bad, but he's not good for an NFL quarterback, in my opinion. But you got to protect him. He's all you got. And you got to help Fournette keep plugging through those holes. At 30, I have the Vikings taking Billy Price, the offensive lineman from Ohio State. He can play guard or center. Pat Elfin, or whatever you pronounce his name, I don't remember. Didn't really work out for them. Obviously, you know, it's his second year coming up. But I think Billy Price will really help out. I think he's a stronger prospect than Elfin was anyway. So I think this would be a great pick for them, fortifying that offensive line for Kirk Cousins and the returning Dalvin Cook. At 31, I have the Patriots taking Colton Miller, the tackle from UCLA. I like Tyrell Crosby. This is an unpopular opinion. I like Tyrell Crosby more than Miller, but most don't. So I have the Patriots taking Colton Miller, the tackle from UCLA. Not much to it. They need a tackle. Nate Solder's gone. They really do need a tackle. Simple as that. At 32, I have the Eagles here picking. I wanted the Browns to trade up. I do want the Browns to trade up to take Darius Geis, but I don't think Dorsey will do it. Again, I don't think Dorsey's going to take a running back in the first round. It's not a Dorsey thing to do, especially with the Carlos Hyde signing. So I have the Eagles selecting Darius Geis to pair with Clement and Ajayi. Blount is gone. He's very similar to Blount, a more athletic. Definitely the second best running back in this class, not even close. Ajayi is probably going to leave once his contract's up, so I think Geis is going to be great for the future. And at 33, because I'm a Browns fan and I want this to happen, at 33, I think they're going to take Sony Michel, the running back out of Georgia. I'm probably wrong, but you never know. At 35, I would like Tyrell Crosby out of Oregon. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. That's what I want. But we'll see. And just because I can, I got a sleeper prospect for everybody. Simmie Cobbs Jr., the receiver out of Indiana. I think he's going to be a stud, an absolute steal. He's probably going to go like third round, fourth round or so, maybe even later. But that dude is tall. He's got great hands. He destroyed Denzel Ward when Ohio State played Indiana. And I really think Simmie Cobbs has a bright future in the NFL. I've been backing him this whole way. But I want to put it on record before the draft, before the NFL season. I could be wrong. That's fine. But if I'm right, then maybe I'll look like a little bit of a genius, huh? All right. That's our mock draft. It was short and condensed, but it is late right now. I got other stuff to do, and I just want to get this out to you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know your thoughts. If you have any
picks in mind. If you made a mock draft yourself, let me know. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.